The all-new, commercial-free Crusade Channel's success has made it difficult to describe the surviving talk radio mafia. So we asked you, our local audience, for some ideas.
There's a word for what you are, and that word is, now let's see,
dork?
No, wait, that's not right. Not a dork,
a goofball?
Closer, but no.
A ding-a-ling.
Wingnut.
A knucklehead McSpazitron.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow, you guys are so good. You don't even have to act. Oh, crusadery.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
The world's coolest talk radio listeners hang out at the world's only 24/7 commercial-free talk radio channel. Crusade.
Wednesday mass service. As you can probably plainly see if you're watching this on YouTube. So we now officially begin the Mike Church Show. We'll stay with you until the 11 a.m. news, so nothing to worry about there. It's the Mike Church Show here on Ash Wednesday on the Crusade Channel. Featuring king-size truth from radio-sized speakers and axing the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you. So we are loaded for heretic-seeking, sucking commie today. Boy, howdy. Why, thank you very much, Ted. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join the program today, already in progress, 844-527-8723. That's 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address is the same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi is online at mikechurch.com. Find today's pile of prep, freshly minted. There is a – now, the Veritas at Sapientia today is hysterical. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play it in just a minute here. And it is a homage, if you will. It is an homage to the certainty of death. Delivered by none other than – wait for it – William Shatner. I know. When I first heard it last night, before I played it, my first thought was, oh gosh, this is going to be one of these horrid, horrid lizard lounge singer William Shatner songs where he unsuccessfully tries to sing. And that's what it is. But... it actually hits the nerve, and it hits all the right points of Ash Wednesday, which we will discuss with Peter Kwasniewski, author of Noble Beauty, Transcendent Holiness. Now, Noble Beauty is supposed to be on sale in the Founders Trading Post today. So you can go to mikechurch.com/shop to go take advantage of that. It's a great book. As a matter of fact, every time we think that we've that it's about run its course, we sell out. We got to get more. So happy to do that. You can join our live chat room already in progress. Just because we weren't there, couldn't stop some people from going in there and chatting it up. It's online at mikechurch.com. Just click the Mike Church Show live chat button at the top of the page, and that'll take you to the live chat room there. It's free, don't cost nothing. And, well, the crowd is sparse today because we weren't here for the 6 a.m. start, but I'm sure when it is figured out, because this has been a weird week. It's been a strange week because we took Monday off instead of Tuesday for Mardi Gras. As a matter of fact, I was after a mass and I was being lectured by Mitter David Simpson, shaking his head. You don't not take Fat Tuesday off, church. Apparently, I was sorely missed as official drunken slob of the Mysterium Fidei. And because I didn't show up to fulfill my role, I was demoted. But I'm going to work all post-Easter season. I can't work on it during Lent. But I'm going to work all post-Easter season to regain my commission. Brothers, sisters of the Mysterium Fidei, I also wanted you to note if you're that today's broadcast is free. Anywhere on earth, it's free. On YouBoob, it's free. On the radio.co, it's free. At crusadechannel.com, it's free. Meaning I've bumped out the commercials for today's broadcast, and instead it just runs. So you can tell friends and family members that the greatest Ash Wednesday radio extravaganza ever heard by a modern man is on the Crusade Channel, and we have the guests and the gravitas to prove it. I also call your attention. Now, I haven't said anything about this all January and now most of February. As some of you sent pleas and text messages and other even letters last year. Mitter Church, please stop asking for people to join and donate. You're killing the product. You're killing your father, Larry. So I gave it almost a almost a 10-week rest. But things being what they are, can't continue giving it a 10-week rest. So there is a substantial time-sensitive appeal to basically save Crusade Channel again, which happens, what, twice a year now, from imminent financial doom. Now, it's not going to happen immediately. We've got until April, and the request is very simple. I don't want to hog up your airtime on Ash Wednesday, so I'll make this brief. You can go read the letter, and in the latter stages of the program, if I have time, I'll read it to you. And then I'm going to have it read every day by whoever's on air live on every show as a live commercial reminder. The task is simple. I did the count yesterday. There are, hold on, I'll give you the number. Before you start going, oh, here he goes again. The count is there are 482 monthly Founders Pass members, 626 yearly. These are basic membership levels. 432 monthly, 626 yearly. These are all active and confirmed. Basically need, out of this 1,000 and change, 400 to upgrade from basic to founding brother. Simple as that. The appeal has the links directly to both of those membership levels. Provided you're logged in, it should automatically prorate your membership, and you should be able to check out. If not, we are standing by with telephone support to assist, as always. Open a support ticket at CrusadeChannel.com. Again, this is of vital importance. No joking. Drop dead date certain. April 2nd. Now, the reason April 2nd is because April Fool's Day is Easter. That's a Sunday. So, what a great joke that would be, right? So, the appeal is on my site at MikeChurch.com. It has a lucky our dog, our donation dog, an open letter to Mike Church Show listeners. Please keep Mike's crusade going is the title. You'll find it right there, top of the page. And I've made it a sticky so that it should stay there for the remainder of the time. So, having said that, you know, today is the first day, official day of Lent. So, this traditionally begins with the blessing of the ashes. Now, most people think today is a day of doom and a day of gloom. Actually, it is a day of reflection and meditation and contemplation. Here, I'll give you the key words to begin our conversation today for the eight of you that remained during the rebroadcast. Memento mori. Memento mori. It's Latin. Better try to speak English, please. No, I'm not going to. Memento mori. Repeat after me. Say it, say it, say it! Memento mori. What does that mean? It means remember death. Remember death. Memento mori. That's what begins. So the ashes that are, again, you can see mine here, the ashes that are placed on your forehead in the shape of a cross are made from the leftover palm fronds from the previous year's Palm Sunday. So any palm fronds that weren't distributed are kept, they're dried out, and then just in time for Ash Wednesday, they're burned. And you take those, so those are the ashes that are used with holy water and incense to make the ashes. And then the priest basically says when he puts them on your forehead, and there's a beautiful, in the Latin rite, I don't know if they do this in the new mass. We'll ask Peter Krasniewski. But in the Latin rite, it's a beautiful, there's five prayers that are done before that basically recount what Lent is all about through the scriptures, mostly through the Old Testament, and those are then sprinkled in with the traditional rite. It's really quite moving, and it really gets your head straight because to read along, as they're said. I like to read them in advance, and I'm sure many other people probably read them in advance. When you read them in advance, you get a chance to actually go over them and think about these things as they're being said. Basically, what you're learning there is that there is a path to eternity, a blessed one, not one that's filled with fire and brimstone. That's a happy occasion. That's why they say it's not an occasion of doom and gloom. There's a great write-up on this. As a matter of fact, I'll pull it up. Now, the great write-up on this. Now, do not take this as an endorsement. I know every time I mention this or some website or a group in association with it, some of you take it as an endorsement, and then I get hate mail. You do know that those people, you! Like I told Sandy, who called the program last Friday, I once upon a time, a year and a half ago or so, mentioned Father Leonard Feeney. And then I had to endure a 10-email-long diatribe hurled at me because I had mentioned Father Feeney and hadn't told anyone that would hear his name to go run for the hills, bury your head in the sand, go to confession immediately because you heard his name, and what an idiot I was. He was excommunicated. He's a heretic. He's apostate. Blah, blah, blah. All not correct. Anyways, at fisheaters.com, it begins Ash Wednesday. There is a... There's a reading from Thomas A Kempis. Now, if you don't know who Thomas A Kempis is, and this would apply, by the by, this is before Luther's revolt. So this is when we are all still one big, happy Catholic family, because he wrote this in 1471. Thomas A Kempis wrote a book called My Imitation, or The Imitation of Christ. It's one of the best penitential solemn works you could ever read. You want to talk about put the modern age into perspective? Read Thomas A Kempis and you will have been put into perspective. But anyways, having said that, he wrote this. It's called Meditation on Death. And it's something to read at the start of Lent. I won't bore you with the whole thing. I will put the link in the chat room, which almost all of you are not in today because we started late. You see how we get punished for being sacramental? You see that? You don't show up on time, world forgets you. By the by, there's something that was written in this about this. A Kempis writes, you know all those people that are your buddies and your friends and all that? Yeah. After you die, they're not going to be your buddies and friends anymore. Anyways, I thought I would share part of it with you, and then I would reflect upon that with what's going on in the modern era today. So here's the, for those of you not in the chat room, the link is in there. The show is now live. Thomas A Kempis begins. Can you capture it? Is my screen sharing still off? Is it still off? Is it telling me that it's on? I have it on. Anyways. Very soon the end of your life will be at hand. Consider, therefore, the state of your soul. Today a man is here, tomorrow he's gone. And when he is out of sight, he is soon out of mind. Oh, how dull and hard is the heart of man, which thinks only of the present and does not provide against the future. You should order your every deed and thought as though today were the day of your death. Had you a good conscience, death would hold no terrors for you. Even so, it were better to avoid sin than to escape death. If you are not ready to die today, will tomorrow find you better prepared? Tomorrow is uncertain, and how can you be sure of tomorrow? Of what use is a long life if we amend so little? Alas, a long life often adds to our sins rather than to our virtue. Yeah, just ponder that for a moment. Why do you want to live to be so old? You run the risk of falling into all kind of sin if you live to be old. So we start with that, and then we have this. Now, again, it's a day, it's a solemn day. We're going to fast all day long. It's an abstinence day. There will be no flesh meat, no gravy, nothing today. I'm actually happy about it, excited about it. Attending to the mass, and again, the beauty of, and it was really beauty, of the ashes being created right there in front of you. You know, when you go to the, you know what? I have been to the new rite. They do it backstage. Back, sacristy, whatever. The ashes are made beforehand. They're not made in the rite. You don't know where they come from. They might have come from an ash bag for all you know. Anyways, Peter Krasnesky will talk all about that. So we have this penitential, solemn, beautiful rite. And by the way, today I am a proper liturgical garb. in all black with purple tie. Violet, rather. Don't have to mention it. So we had this solemnity. We have, during this blessing, if you attend it, it's basically like going to a confession. You're absolved. There's an absolution that goes on there. And you're all set to go to begin Lent and to begin your 40-day sacrifice. Penance, right? Now compare and contrast that with this. This is mycentraljersey.com. If the poll, is the poll in the chat room? The poll. No, the polls. The poll is MIA today. This applies to the poll, to Mitter Giuliano, to Mitter Monday, and many of you. To go or drive through ashes offered for Ash Wednesday in Central Jersey. Fat slob, lazy ASS Americans screwing the faith up again. So you're too fat, you're too much of a slob, you couldn't take 2 hours out of your frickin' day, knowing for an entire year Ash Wednesday was coming up. But don't worry. Like in New Orleans, we have drive-through daiquiris. In Jersey, they have drive-through ashes. You don't even have to sit through the penitential rite. It is drive up. You don't even have to say amen. Drive up, and they ash your forehead. Now, I have a question for any prelate that's out there listening. Oh, that's right. You found it last year. You were so outraged about it. You put it on your Facebook wall, and you lost like 20 friends, Mrs. O'Connell. See if you can lose 20 more today. I don't understand, Maggie. I don't understand, Maggie. What's the big deal if I just want to go to a drive-thru and get my ashes? Did you sit, were you there for the rite? If you're not there for the consecration, well, then, you know, you have the, no, it's still valid. Yeah, but what did you get out of it? I mean, this is sad, folks. By the way, we are going to catch up with our clock. Do not be alarmed. I'm not ending the show promptly at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. We're going to go to the news as was previously scheduled, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have the whole remainder of the time until 11 a.m., beginning with Peter Kwasniewski, author of Noble Beauty. Wednesday's Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. For many worshipers in Central Jersey, getting blessed with ashes on their forehead won't mean having to attend a church service. Oh, how star-spangled Jersey garden awesome are you? Heaven forfend, you should have to attend a service to receive a blessing. We're Americans. No, man, I ain't got time. I just want my blessing. This is so indicative and so representative of this unholiest of unholy alliances we call the United States, ain't it? Members of St. Peter's Episcopal Church held their ashes to go last year and are looking forward to it this year. Many Central Jersey worshipers will get blessed with ashes in the shape of a cross on their forehead, but will not have to attend a church service to do it. It's not a church service, it's a mass. If it's not a mass, then you know what you're doing? You're being rubbed down with a bunch of burnt stuff. That's all that's happening there. You're at a church play, you're scaring the kids, they're running. Good. That's because several Christian churches will offer ashes to go or drive through ashes this year. For the first time, the Catholic community of St. Matthias will offer drive-through ashes from 4 to 5 p.m. You want to bet there'll be a line of cars 8 miles long to do this? Again, fat, lazy, slothful, not penitent Americans screwing everything up. The ashes signify the mortality of men and women, they say. The liturgical service where the ashes have been traditionally distributed is designed to begin a period of self-examination. Hey! Can you put the drive-thru ashes at the same window where we get daiquiris? You know, that way I don't have to stop at two places on my way home. Oh, but no. I want a pizza today. The ancient practice is one that was marked, as once marked those who set out to become Christians through baptism at Easter, according to the Reverend Timothy A. Christie, Episcopal Vicar for Evangelization and Communication Diocese of Matuchin. Today, thousands of people flocked to Catholic services to receive the sign of Lenten renewal on Ash Wednesday. Some other Christian denominations have taken up the practice as well. What do you mean, taken up the practice? There's nothing to take up. The practice began and never ceased in the church. Why would you borrow something from the idiot idolaters who allegedly worship and glorify some woman who claimed to have been a virgin and gave birth to your Lord, right? What hypocrisy here. Mr. Church, you should just be glad. No, I'm not glad that a circus tent and some kind of American, Western civilized, first world problem convenience is being attached to a solemn, sacramental, flipping service. What is? There's nothing to be happy about that. Well, at least they're giving it an effort. Oh, okay. Hey, God. Yeah, I committed that mortal sin. But I tried not to. I stole, but I tried not to. I fornicated, but I tried not to. What a joke. Let us check in with William Shatner and see what he has to say about all this. Quite the intro, this one.
Live life.
You're ready.
Live life like you're gonna die. Because you're gonna. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're gonna die. Maybe not today or even next year, but before you know it, you'll be saying, is this all there was? What was all the fuss? Why did I bother? Now, maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick, but you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time. 'Cause you're gonna die. Yes, it's going to happen because it's happened to a lot of people I know. My mother, my father, my loves, the president, the kings, and the pope. They all had hope, and they muttered just before they went, maybe I won't go.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Live life like you're going to die, because you are. Maybe you won't suffer, maybe it's quick. But you'll have time to think, why did I waste it? Why didn't I taste it? You'll have time, 'cause you're gonna die.
You're gonna die. So, again, memento mori is the slogan of the day. We'll be right back here on the Crusade Channel. Now time for the 8:30 a.m. news headlines with Mrs. Celeste Youngblood from the Crusade Channel News Desk.